World Sport Now from the BBC with me, Colm Harrison. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, at the end of a week in which he criticised his strikers, the Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho suggests that at least one of them still has a future at the club.
He is contract, he is a good professional, he works hard for the team, he brings positive things to the team. Obviously, we want him to score more goals.
Plus, India's cricketers thrash South Africa to set up a World 2020 final against Sri Lanka. And we'll look ahead to the world's greatest steeplechase as Aintree gears up for this year's Grand National. We start with football, and with Liverpool not playing until Sunday, Chelsea have the chance to go back to the top of the English Premier League table if they beat Stoke City in the late kick-off on Saturday. Well, whoever gets picked to play up front for Chelsea will have to play well to avoid the wrath of manager Jose Mourinho. He admitted after the Champions League defeat at Paris Saint-Germain this week that he hasn't been happy with his strikers, and that's led to speculation about their long-term futures, especially Fernando Torres. The Spaniard has scored just 9 goals in 33 games this season, but Mourinho says Torres does still have a future at the club.
He is contract, he is a good professional, he works hard for the team, he brings positive things to the team. Obviously, we want him to score more goals. Obviously, he wants to score more goals. It's not just me that wants also. But yes, he has a future.
Manchester City will be the first of the title contenders in action this weekend. They're at home to Southampton in Saturday's lunchtime kickoff. City are 4 points behind the current leaders Liverpool, but they'll be champions if they win all their remaining games. Despite having 2 matches in hand on both Liverpool and Chelsea, City's manager Manuel Pellegrini says they can't afford any slip-ups.
Exactly the same that that 1 month ago, or maybe or 3 weeks ago, with 4 teams fighting for the title. We have 2 matches postponed, but we don't have those 6 points. We have to win them. If we can win those matches, maybe we can be at the top of the table. But at the moment, we are behind Liverpool, behind Chelsea. It's our team and Arsenal. I think the four team have chances to win title.
In Spain, just 3 points separate the top 3 sides ahead of this weekend's games in the Primera División. Leaders Atletico Madrid play first, they're at home to Villarreal, and then it's Barcelona versus Real Betis. With wins for the top 2, that would then leave Real Madrid playing catch-up once again when they visit Real Sociedad. Our football reporter Steve Crossman says Real Madrid faced the hardest task this weekend.
They're the only one of the 3 teams to play away from home. They're facing a higher position side than their rivals, Real Sociedad, who were in the Champions League earlier this season. And also, they play latest. So if Atletico and Barcelona will, then of course they've got that added pressure. Atletico, they're at home to Villarreal. They're still looking to finish perhaps in the Europa League. Theoretically, they could still get into the Champions League. But in terms of the easiest game, you would imagine Barcelona should make light work of a home game with Real Betis. Betis are bottom of the league, 8 points behind Osasuna, who are the next worst place side, and a full 53 points behind the Catalans. So I think most people would have that down as a home win.
There was one game played in Spain on Friday. Osasuna won 2-1 at Almeria to move 3 points clear of the relegation zone. Almeria remains second from bottom. In Germany's Bundesliga, Heiko Westermann got the winner for Hamburg as they beat Bayer Leverkusen 2-1 to move out of the bottom 3. And in France, André Ayew scored a hat-trick for Marseille as they beat bottom side Ajaccio 3-1. It's looking bleak now for the Corsican team. They're 15 points from safety with only 6 games to play. There's been some encouraging news about the condition of the former F1 world champion Michael Schumacher, who suffered severe head injuries during a skiing accident in December. He's been in a medically induced coma since then, but his manager, Sabina Kemp, has released a statement saying that he's showing moments of consciousness. Here's our Formula One commentator, James Allen.
They've been very, economical with the news on Michael Schumacher, which obviously frustrated a lot of his fans and well-wishers around the world, and a lot of media as well. So there has been quite a lot of speculation. There have been all sorts of dark rumours in the last few weeks. So I think against that backdrop, it's very positive that they've announced that he's showing signs of consciousness and awakening, as she put it. I mean, there's still a long, long way to go, and still no certainty on what sort of shape he'll be in if he does wake up. But it's great that they put the statement out, because there's obviously a lot more behind it, and they wouldn't have wanted to create false hopes if they didn't think there was something positive to build on.
Meanwhile, the third race of the 2014 season takes place in Bahrain this weekend. Mercedes once again dominated Friday's practice sessions, with Lewis Hamilton quickest ahead of his teammate Nico Rosberg. On to cricket, and India are through to the final of the World 2020 after beating South Africa in the second semi-final in Dhaka. Chasing 173 to win, India reached their target thanks to Virat Kohli, 72 not out, off just 44 balls. They'll now face Sri Lanka in Sunday's final. From Bangladesh, Alison Mitchell reports.
It was an exhilarating run chase with Virat Kohli in devastating form, coming in the fourth over and finishing unbeaten on 72 off 44 balls, taking India into the World 2020 final for only the second time. Ashwin took 3 for 22 as they were set 172 to win, following a half century from Du Plessis and some quick runs from Dumini and Miller. India could have faltered in the 16th over though, when Yuvraj was brilliantly caught by AB de Villiers and South Africa's tail was up, but Rayner hit his second ball for a 6 and Parnell's over cost a damaging 17 runs. South Africa consigned to a 10th defeat in 11 global semi-finals. Kohli winning it for India with 5 balls to spare.
Meanwhile, in the women's tournament, England thrashed South Africa by 9 wickets to reach a second successive World T20 final. They'll face the reigning champions Australia in Sunday's final in Dhaka. On to horse racing, and the so-called World's Greatest Steeplechase takes place on Saturday with the 167th running of the Grand National at Aintree near Liverpool. The Welsh-trained T4-3 leads the betting at the moment, but Monbeg Dude, part owned by the former England rugby international Mike Tindall, is also highly fancied. Here's our racing correspondent Cornelius Lysett.
Monbeg Dude's challenge on the Grand National has been in sharp focus for weeks now, because although he's trained by Michael Scudamore, Zara Phillips, the Queen's granddaughter and wife of part owner Mike Tindall, the rugby player, has also been involved. Many believe Monbeg Dude may jump off as favourite, but this morning T4-3, trained in Pembrokeshire, South West Wales by Rebecca Curtis, heads the betting, having been third last year. Success for the 10-year-old would bridge a 109-year gap for Welsh racing, and Curtis would be only the fourth woman trainer to win. The book is particularly fierce T4-3, also the ever popular AP McCoy's Mount 77, and Long Run, the Mount of Sam Whaley Cohen.
Incidentally, Saturday Sports World comes live from Aintree this weekend, and that's at 14 hours GMT. On to golf, and the American teenager Lexi Thompson shot a brilliant 8-under par 64 on the second day of the Kraft Nabisco Championship in California to move to the top of the leaderboard in the first women's major of the year. She birdied 6 of the last 8 holes to go to 7-under par for the championship and share the clubhouse lead with South Korea's Park Se-ri. The first round leader, China's Feng Shan-shan, is currently 6-under par. She has 5 holes of her second round to play. Elsewhere, Sergio Garcia shot a 7-under par 65 to move into contention at the Houston Open. That's the last event before next week's US Masters at Augusta. He's 12 under par at the halfway stage and leads by one shot from Matt Kuchar, who bogeyed the last to move back to 11 under. And one other golf line, the US Ryder Cup captain Tom Watson says Tiger Woods will be one of his wildcard picks if he fails to qualify by right for this year's competition at Gleneagles in Scotland. Woods would be out of action for 3 months after surgery on his back. It makes him a doubt for the next 2 majors, the US Open in June and the Open Championship in July. In tennis, the Czech Republic look well placed to reach the semi-finals of the Davis Cup once again. The reigning champions are 2-0 up in their quarter-final in Japan after wins for Radek Stepanek and Lukasz Rosol in Friday singles. There was a shock defeat for the Australian Open champion Stanislas Wawrinka in Switzerland's quarter-final against Kazakhstan. He was beaten 4 sets by Andrei Golubev, but Roger Federer won his match to make it 1-1 overnight. Italy lead Great Britain 1-0 in Naples. The second singles rubber there between Andy Murray and Andreas Seppi was suspended because of rain and bad light, with Murray leading 6-4, 5-all. And world number 119 Peter Goyovchik twice came from a set down to beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga and help Germany into a shock 2-0 lead against France. And that's your latest world sport from the BBC. Look,